Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get a chance to catch up with Blake Wynn. He's a member of the Sherrard Boys Golf Team. We're talking to him on Tuesday, October the 5th. On Monday, October the 4th, the Sherrard Tigers claimed the sectional title down at Petersburg. And I guess first up, you know, Blake, you didn't get an opportunity to go to state last year despite winning a sectional in golf because of the pandemic. How stoked are you to get the opportunity this year? Has to be a pretty neat feeling.
Oh, yeah, of course, because last year we were so bummed out to not be able to go, and it's just an honor to play with the same guys that we did last year and make it.
Well, tell us about yesterday. A lot of dudes shot some good numbers, it looked like, including you, able to turn into consistent 86. Tell us about the day on Monday.
Oh, yeah. At the turn, a lot of us coming in were not playing too well in the front. And we went through the back, and our coach told us, yeah, just finish out. Just get every stroke, because every stroke counts. And near the end, we ended up tying with Rockridge, and it was a nail-biter because I was one of the first people to get off, and we were waiting for everybody else to come back on or off the course. And, yeah, it was a crazy anxiety was all the way at the top because we knew that Rockridge pulled out some crazy scores, and we knew that we needed our guys to come in clutch at the end.
Yeah, and we proved that it's a team game, and every shot counts, and it came down to the fifth man score yesterday. So how many hugs did Andrew Bolin get? He shot a 90, and he was the difference. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he came in, and he was super bummed. That's one of the worst rounds he's had. But, I mean, even then, our team is so all-around good that it ended up counting as a score, even though he was super bummed about shooting that.
Yeah, and the way it works, so if there's a tie, it's based on the fifth man score, and Andrew Bolin had the better fifth man score than the Rockridge golfer because the teams were tied 329-329. So, you know, just the experience as a senior now, so you're cheated out of state as a junior. So how are you approaching this weekend going down to Prairie Vista in Bloomington with this close-knit group of Sherrard golfers?
Oh, I'm putting all the time in that I can for these next 2-3 days until the state, because I know that it's going to be a tough one up there. Looking at all the other sectional scores, we've got to pull out our A game this weekend, of course.
Yeah, and just kind of reflect on your season individually. How do you think you have played here in the fall of 2021? What has really worked for you, and where do you feel that, hey, if – you know, I really need to maybe pick up in this area of the game, because if I do, maybe I can put in a pretty good score this weekend down in Bloomington.
Yeah, right now my main problem is probably just hitting the ball straight, if I'm going to be completely honest, because I grew up just thinking, oh, if I can hit the ball far, I'm going to score really good. And up until this year, I haven't really been putting in a bunch of time, and I realize that I'm a little late to getting – perfect scores and getting where I should be if I were able to play in college and make this season the way it is. But everybody else is putting in the time. Everybody else is putting in the work, and obviously it paid off yesterday, and we're hoping to do the same thing this weekend.
So regional champs and sectional champs. So what about that? That's pretty cool. I mean, a matter in what 5 days or 6 days or whatever it was last week where you won the regional title, and then you come back Monday and win the sectional title. What about this kind of adrenaline or this rush here in the past week or so?
Oh, yeah. It's the first regional champion for our whole team for golf, and that's just incredible to be a part of that. And then, obviously, second – year in a row getting the sectional ones, I knew we could do it, and we only lost one of our really good players, which is why I knew I needed to step up this year. And yeah, we ended up doing it.
All right,
so
I guess just tell me the reaction then yesterday when you found out you guys won the thing. Like what was the emotion, or what went down when they said the sectional champs at Petersburg, the Sherrard Tigers? What happened then?
Super excited, because like I said, up until then, I was one of the first people off, and had to wait like another hour until everybody else got back in. So up until then, I was like, Rockridge pulled out a good score, and we're going to need to pull up something crazy. And especially when we tied, because I didn't know that we'd take the fifth man score. So I didn't know how that was going to work. So even then, until I asked my coach what would happen, I was still incredibly nervous. And obviously, yeah, a bunch of hugs going around and a bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
For when we got the first place.
Yeah, I know when I talked to Coach Williams last week, he kind of cried on the air. Did he cry yesterday because he was so happy?
Yeah, a bunch, yes.
Well, that's great. All right. Well, want to celebrate the Sherrard Tigers, an awesome story. They win regional in golf. They win sectional in golf. And it's awesome that another local school, Rockridge, they finished second. And they'll be going to state as well. All right, Blake Wynn, nice going Monday. And enjoy the experience of the state golf meet starting Friday down at Prairie Vista in Bloomington. Good luck to you and the team.
Yes, thank you very much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.